Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
And welcome to Journey to Healing. Hi, I'm Rhett Palmer, and you are?
Pastor John Robbins.
Roberta Campanero.
And we are here, hopefully, to serve you folks. And Pastor John has a church in Vero Beach, Florida. It's a beautiful rock church, only built a few years ago. It's very elegant. And what's the category you're under?
Yeah, we're so St. Paul's. We're an Anglican church, which a lot of people don't really necessarily understand. But basically, we are in the Anglican tradition, which is Church of England, mm-hmm. which is kind of a hybrid of Roman Catholicism and Baptist.
King Henry VIII?
And,
Evangelical.
Right, evangelical and charismatic.
Now, you seem to be very conservative, and you're even wearing a shirt with a collar today. But at the same time, the Bible says in the end times there will be those that will deny the Spirit and the power thereof. They will have great biblical knowledge, and you guys are not denying the Spirit or the power thereof. Some people want to say, healing ended at this certain type. Well, men tend to not like that which they can't control. Yeah. And you can't control the Holy Spirit because he clearly says, my ways, it is written in the Scriptures, are not your ways. Yeah. And so recently attended your church. I did with my wife. She was having back problems. You have a service on Thursday mornings. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of scared because she is a survivor of cancer, you know, and you're always worried, will it come back? It's 5 years for one, 10 years for another. And while she was up front praying with you, your wife, and Roberta, and a couple of other ladies, she said enormous heat came through her back.
Yeah.
And then your wife later came up to me and said, you know, this enormous heat came over her. So, right. And she was 90% healed, I would say, the next day. Some might say, well, then she wasn't healed. Well, who are you to put limitations on it? Mm-hmm. Jesus had to pray with the blind man. Twice. He said, how is it? He prayed for him once. He said, I see men as trees. Well, then you have to spit on some more dirt and do some more work and whatever.
Right.
Right.
So his ways are not our ways. Right. I guess what we want to get down to is sometimes I ask you, Father, I want to ask you for this, but I want to manipulate you, but I don't want to manipulate you. Mm-hmm. In other words, your will be done, whether mm-hmm. it's yay or nay.
Right.
But at the same time, I want to make sure that I'm being heard.
Right. Yeah, and I think that, you know, we've seen many, many times that the healing that people experience comes in stages. And the fact that Barbara received 90% healing, I'm sure she was thrilled.
Oh, yeah.
She was 90% there because if you're in pain in your back and you get 90% relief, you're just so
tickled.
Grateful. Yeah. And then what it does is it opens up, you know, you're talking about faith. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, my gosh, these people prayed for me. I felt heat in my back, and I experienced 90% healing. Yeah, it's still a little bit there, but because it happened once, I trust and believe, like, your faith goes from here to here. It grows, and you believe, hey, I could go back, and they could pray for me again, and maybe it would be 100% healed the next time. So the whole process is good. And the other thing that we've found is that sometimes the healing comes in stages, because there are things that we need to learn mm-hmm. in the process. And for instance, you know, we don't know exactly what was going on in Barbara's life, but a lot of times when people have issues with their back, it's because they're carrying a lot of burdens.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the Lord could heal it just like that. And yet there's another part of the healing that needs to take place, which is the Lord might be saying to Barbara or someone else, hey, I really want to take that burden that you've been carrying on your shoulders. I don't want you to carry that anymore. And if you were to just heal it 100% and you didn't come to the rest of the understanding about this other thing that the Lord wanted to do in your life, then it wouldn't necessarily, if you got healed 100%, it wouldn't necessarily help you get fully healed.
Yes.
Anyway.
And this is our very first show. And the genesis of this is that we want to see people get healed.
Yeah.
And, you know, if this should in any way take off in a large way, I would love it someday if we had a prayer line, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to come to St. John's to
St. Paul's.
St. Paul's.
Or
St. John's.
Or go to St. John's. Wherever St. John's is.
Folks, I've
got a great ministry there.
I'm a little older.
I'm sorry about that.
But anyway, so, anyway, that would be a little bit of a dream. Wouldn't it be mm-hmm. great?
Yeah.
I know that's how Pat Robertson, who I had the pleasure of being on the 700 Club years ago, he's now off the earth, but man, very dedicated to the Lord. And they started that prayer line.
Yeah.
And even, oh, by the way, the same day, I forgot to tell you that, the same day I was on the way to go to your church with Barbara, I did call, maybe I met her there. I think I did, because I prayed, called the 700 Club and got a lady on the line who had said her mother had had the same back problem and this and that and prayed. So it was like the perfect person out of the hundreds of operators they have. So anyway, that's just a little sidekick.
Yeah,
but anyway,
sure.
So folks, we're going to grow, and maybe you'll come to like us and want to travel with us and discover on this journey to healing.
Right.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Another thing is, I want to be totally candid, is, of course, my mother had been an alcoholic and my father. And I thought it had bypassed me, but in the 50s, I went through some trauma, and my age of 50s. And I started to drink scotch. Mm-hmm. I got addicted. Now, I've had other friends who were instantaneously delivered. I told you the highwayman painter there, Mr. Black, Al Black, the black man who does those mm-hmm. highwayman paintings. And he said he was addicted to cocaine. He sat right in that chair in this room. And he said, Rhett, have you ever tried cocaine? I said, no. He said, well, it's the worst addiction you can possibly have. And by the way, that's in the edition of this month's Vero's Voice, that article. The interview was turned into an article. But he said, so he was in prison. He had gotten a 12-year sentence. And I'll explain to you some other time why he said it was the best 12 years of his life. Crazy. Mm. He really ate well and they treated him well. All he had to do was paint for the warden and he got anything he wanted.
Oh, interesting.
But it's a long story. But he's praying to Jesus. This is 34 years ago. And he said this ball of light appeared in the prison cell. And he said, if you're Jesus, get even bigger. It got so bright he was blinded, instantaneously healed.
Right.
Now, and the reason I'm bringing this up is slow healing. For me, I came to a point where one night I surrendered and said, Lord, I'm trying to stop. I can't stop without you. Guess what? Duh. I need you.
Right.
Within days, I'm in a 12-step program. And I go to those. I have for years now, 15 years. I needed that. Mm-hmm. I needed to learn the lessons interworking with different people. Obviously, Mr. Black didn't need that. I have a Reverend Bill who's no longer alive, but he said he was instantaneously healed. So some people are instantaneously healed. Yeah. Others of us need to slowly, get the lesson that the Lord is trying to teach us. And I'll punctuate it with this, just saying this, and then we'll move along, is that it is written that Jesus learned obedience. This is Jesus. This is the Messiah. Mm-hmm. Jesus learned obedience by the things which he suffered. It also said he was a man. We forget about these things. It's in the scripture. He was a man acquainted with many sorrows. Mm-hmm. Think it not strange when these tribulations come upon you, whatever the exact words are.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody wants to, for me, this is my judgment.
Right.
Some people want to get together and have a hallelujah party, and everything's going to be okay now, and we do everything right. We're just going to go to church, we're going to make money, and then we're going to die and go to heaven.
Yeah.
And I think he plainly says, for every tree that bears fruit shall be pruned.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever pruned a tree?
I'm not particularly good at it.
No. And I had a well-to-do friend. She had groves on the other side of Florida. She said, this is many years ago, 35, 40 years ago. She said, Rhett, you ask your farmer down the street to prune your trees. You never prune your own trees. Because if you've seen a tree pruned, it's so severe, it looks like you killed the tree. They literally cut off to the nub. And then it grows, brings back 100-fold, sometimes 300-fold.
Right.
But so too, the Lord says, for he who bears fruit shall be pruned.
Right.
So I hate to tell you this, but if you've been good and obedient, you're going to get pruned.
The season of pruning is coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I add something
here?
Okay. So one of the things that we have found through prayer and experience is, and study, is that when someone comes up and they need to be healed, maybe that healing doesn't happen immediately, because there are roots that need to be dug up. You talk about a tree, and those roots could come from trauma in life. They could come from sin in life. They could even come from curses of our ancestors, to tell you the truth. But those roots might need to be uprooted and brought to the cross. People need to be set free from those things, and then healing can really begin. So one of our jobs is really to find out, where are these people? And if healing isn't happening, we believe there is a reason, and God is still going to move. I believe wholeheartedly that everyone will be healed. So,
yeah. And no one should ever be shamed. Well, you didn't have enough faith. That's why you weren't healed of cancer.
Right.
No. Don't ever do that to someone, right?
Right. No. Can I add something there?
Yeah,
I do believe, and biblically we find that Jesus always talks about faith is present. So one of my thoughts is very much faith is present when healing occurs. It does not necessarily have to be the person being healed. It could be us.
Oh,
so I think
well
a really
stated.
Nice thing to do would be to actually say, do you believe for yourself that you can be healed today by God? And if they say, I'm not sure, to really say, well, let's borrow some of my faith. I'm going to ask God to let you borrow some of my faith.
That's sweet. That's wonderful.
And
that faith,
when it moves mountains.
Yeah.
And I want to add to that, because we talk about this a lot on Thursdays at St. Paul's, which is shame. You mentioned shame before. A lot of people come with a lot of shame, like they're nervous. They don't want their secrets to be revealed. They know deep down that they've done things, they've said things, they've thought things that were not pleasing to the Lord, and they're terrified in some ways that the sickness that or the infirmity or whatever is their fault. And so one of the critical things that we try to do on Thursdays is try to, we talk about all the time, disarm the shame. It's like, just come, whatever you've done, whatever you thought, believe me, we've done it, we've been there, we've said it, we've thought it, etc. So don't let shame keep you from coming to the altar and receiving healing prayer. And so we try it as best we can to help people feel loved and accepted just for who they are.
Very much.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship Office at 772-207-6925. Again, 772-207-6925. Our staff is waiting to assist you or someone you know.
Nivella Casa Corp is a family-owned, woman- and minority-certified business dedicated to janitorial, commercial, post-construction, and residential cleaning, providing service to